We know that President Biden's policies, a lot of them, big failures, okay, almost all of them, including our energy situation in this country and how we are so reliant on other countries when it comes to oil production and energy production. And there are so many different ways to attack this internally with the United States and growing production and allowing the restrictions to be lifted from what's happening with Biden and the energy policies. And so to kind of throw us all a bone and drop the prices a little bit, recently he's dug into the Strategic Oil Reserve, which is not the way you should be handling the Strategic Oil Reserve. It's meant for emergency situations, not for political purposes to drop the price of the tank a few cents. Joining us now with some new legislation that's being brought up through Congress, Jared Halperin, our Fox correspondent in D.C. Jared, welcome in. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, this is not the right way to use the Strategic Oil Reserve. Common sense says, no, what are you doing? That's not what it's there for. It's a shame that Congress has to step in and do this. So let's talk about that legislation they're working on.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, a lot of administrations will say this is exactly why you use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, in the sense that when the administration, the Biden administration, at least in the initial releases, it was, remember, a global match. In other words, other countries sort of did the same. The idea was to try and make up for a lot of the shortcomings in global supplies of oil in the aftermath of countries turning off the spigot from Russia from their invasion of Ukraine.
Well, other ways to handle that Strategic Oil Reserve, not meant for that purpose. So let's talk about what the legislation is all about and who's pushing and who's leading the charge on this.
So this is a bill put forward by the House Energy Committee, led by Kathy McMorris Rogers. And essentially, it does a couple of things. It sort of tries to define what an emergency is as it relates to using the Strategic Reserve. Because, again, an emergency is sort of whatever an administration views that it is. In the case of this administration, there was a global energy shortage when Russia invaded Ukraine. They tapped into the reserve. It brought down prices at a time when inflation was skyrocketing. And so what this bill would do is it sort of limits sort of what that emergency is defined as. And if there were a release, absent one of those sort of understood defined emergencies, it would require the Energy Department to come up with a plan to match that release through domestic energy production. This is something that you know, we'll see how many votes it gets in the House. I think it's probably likely to pass in the Republican-led House. It's not going to go anywhere, obviously, in the Senate. President Biden has said that he would veto it as well. And Democrats say that it would effectively raise gas prices at a time when Americans are just now starting to sort of see some relief, not just in gas prices, but in other inflationary measures that have been hampering so many folks for a long time.
Well, you're right about that, Jared. There's no chance of this going anywhere in the Senate. And if it even squeaked through, unlikely, the president, as you mentioned, would veto this. There is the only shot of changing any of this in our energy policy is for Joe Biden to change his policies. And that ain't happening. We know that. Thank you, Jared.